The person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly a dead body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the breathing dead body is a ghost. When a man dies, he is called dead, but when he again appears in a subtle form not visible to our present vision and yet acts, such a dead body is called a ghost. Ghosts are always very bad elements, always creating a fearful situation for others. Similarly, the ghost-like non-devotees who have no respect for the pure devotees nor the Vishnu deity in the temples create a fearful situation for the devotees at all times. There is a common saying that one should first love the dog of the beloved before one shows any loving sentiments for the beloved. The stage of pure devotion is attained by sincerely serving a pure devotee of the Lord. The first condition of devotional service to the Lord is therefore to be a servant of a pure devotee. And this condition is fulfilled by the statement, reception of the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who has served another pure devotee. That is the way of disciplic succession or devotional parampara. I would like to welcome everyone to this auspicious occasion. Of the inauguration of Hari Kirtan Bhavan. In this beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is being described that the human form of life is an utter waste unless we associate with those devotees who have found shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Godhead, Lord. The eyes that do not see the beautiful form of the holy Murti of Vishnu in the temple are no better than the eyes decorating the feathers of a peacock. This is parampara. The ears that do not hear the wonderful glories of the Lord are no better than the holes of snakes in the ground. The tongue that does not chant the holy names and glories of the Lord is no better than the tongue of a frog. The frog is very proud of his poetic croaking. And amongst other frogs, they praise that frog who. But in actuality, when the frog is croaking, he is only inviting the snake of death to come to devour him. Similarly, when we do not utilize the gifts that the Lord has given us in His service, then all of our activities are shrama evahi kevalam, simply useless. It is also described in this chapter of Bhagavat that when one is drowning in the ocean and he has a heavy golden crown with beautiful jewels, that crown only forces one to sink into the ocean that much faster. Similarly, one who has wealth but does not use it in the service of the Lord, that wealth becomes the cause of great frustration and bondage for the conditioned soul. A person whose head is not used to bow down before the Lord and His devotees, that head is only so much useless weight. In fact, it is said that even if one comes to religious life and learns so many scriptures by memory or performs so many austerities or even is able to perform rituals perfectly, if one does not have sincere devotion to the Lord, all of these attributes are nothing more than decorations on a dead body. We should not waste our life. This is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. We should always pursue that path which enriches our original natural consciousness, which is that of unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is not impersonal. The Lord has an energy which manifests itself as the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. But the source of that impersonal manifestation is the personality of Godhead, Krishna. And it is the original nature of every soul. To reestablish a personal loving relationship as the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. And we should organize our life in such a way that at every moment we are coming closer to Krishna through bhakti. And this is only possible when we associate with the Lord through His devotees. The Sangam of sadhus or Vaishnavas is the most precious and expedient means by which we can naturally awaken our devotion to Krishna. And without that association, to make real spiritual advancement is impossible. And what is association of sadhus? It is that place where sincere and humble souls, in the mood of the servant of the servant of the Lord, are constantly inspiring and enlivening one another to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Machita madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam khatyantashchamam nityam tushyanti sharamantisha. Krishna defines who is his devotees. When they come together, they are always enlivening and inspiring one another in the glorification of the Lord. Mahatmanastumam Bharata Daivim Praktitimashata. Krishna explains in Gita, definition of Mahatma is he is always engaged in serving the Lord with love and devotion. So the real and true wealth of life is that opportunity to serve the Lord in the association of sincere devotees. The name of this house is Hari Kirtan Ashram because it is a place where the family, relatives, friends, villagers, everyone could come together to fulfill the aim of life, which is the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. Kirtan of the name of Hari is the sublime method by which we can keep our heart always in the presence of the Lord.
ಈ ಹರಿಕೀರ್ತನ ಮಾತ್ರ ನಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯವನ್ನು ಸದಾ ದೇವರನ್ನ ನೆನೆ ಪಡೆಯುವ ಒಂದು ಪುನಃ ಒಂದು ಸಾಧ್ಯತೆಯೇ ನಮ್ಮ
In the Satya Yuga, the recommended process for self-realization was meditation.
Satya Yuga to Dada Pantir Panda, Yeto Varsha, Tapas Martana, Vundi Sadhan Tojadate.
Not like the meditation that people teach today. Krishna explains in Gita what Astanga Yoga is. You must go to a completely pure, uncontaminated, and solitary place. In complete celibacy, with no material attachments, and a totally undisturbed mind, you must fix your consciousness on the Paramatma, the Super Soul within the heart. In the Treta Yuga, the performance of yajñas, like Ashwamedha Yajna, these yajñas, you practically have to conquer the world and have the wealth of the world at your disposal to perform them properly. And the Brahmins have to chant each mantra so exact and perfect. And in the Dwapara Yuga, to perform the worship of the deity in the temple so strictly according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures.
In Dwapara Yuga too, Mata ji devasthanam puru devena archana bhavi mandi jagatavu kramabaddhavadu malparidindu bhaviyani strictka kanunisthanaitu.
These processes are so difficult, they are practically impossible in the age of Kali. Therefore it is said, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Naste, Vanaste, Vanaste, Vagatya Ranjata. That in this age of Kali Yuga, there is no other way than the chanting of the names of Hari. When we worship the deity, it is an aparad, it is an offense, unless we take bath after we eat, after we drink, after we rest, if we touch anyone that has not been freshly bathed, if we touch anything that has been touched by anyone that was not freshly bathed, if we are not performing our purificatory functions of mantra. Otherwise, to touch the deity is aparad. It will be detrimental to our spiritual life. But there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. And the name of the Lord is none different than the deity. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasvigraha. All of the opulences of the form, the beauty, the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, are within the sound of His name. And you can chant anywhere, with anyone. Whether you are in your temple room chanting in kirtan before the beautiful Archamurti, or whether you are riding in a car or walking in the road, or whether you are in your office, or whether you are in the forest, in any place, in any situation, even if you are in the latrine, you could be remembering the name of the Lord. And if you are remembering the name and chanting the name with sincere heart, you are performing the perfect worship in this age of Kali Yuga. This is the great and holy land which was so much sanctified by the presence and teachings of Sripad Madhvacharya. Sripad Madhvacharya and his descendants preached very boldly in this whole area and even throughout the entire nation the glories of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna and the chanting of his holy names. And just 500 years ago, the Yuga Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also came to this place. And inspired everyone in all the towns and villages to chant the holy names of Hari and become perfect in their spiritual life. So this is actually the heritage of everyone here. Actually, we should not be identifying simply with a useless material conception of caste. In actuality, we are all the children of Krishna. In actuality, the heritage of everyone here in this area of India is to follow in the footsteps of the great souls like Madhvacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is the natural duty of every living being to accept that great heritage and take the mercy of the Lord by taking the dust of the feet of these great souls on our heads.
ಈಗಿನ ಮಹಾತ್ಮರ ಪನ್ನಿಯನ್ನು ಪೂರ ಪ್ರತಿ ಮಂದಿ ವಿಷಯ ನಮ್ಮ ತಿಳಿಯಲು ಅದನ್ನು ಕಾರ್ಯ ధూళిను నమ్మ వండే పాదందు ఆ ధన్య భావులు నమ్మవుతున్నాం కేట.
And to take the dust of the feet of a great soul on our heads does not mean simply in a physical sense. The dust of the feet of the great souls is his instructions. To surrender our lives to the instructions of the great souls is the actual process of taking the dust of their feet on our heads. And what is that instruction? It is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Through the path of bhakti. There are 9 processes in the path of devotional service. Beginning with hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting his holy names. So when it was asked, what should the name of this home be? The thought naturally came, Hari Kirtan Ashram. Ashram means a sanctified place where purificatory activities in devotion to God are taking place. And the supreme and most powerful of all such purificatory processes is Hari Kirtan. Kirtaniya Sada Hari, we should always be chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Kirtaniya Sada Hari, Harina Kirtaniya Sada Malpurin Matra
Panamitra. But that is only possible if we become truly humble. Trinarapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Lord Chaitanya prayed that we should be more humble than a blade of grass. More tolerant than a tree. Ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. In this way we can chant the holy names constantly. This is the perfection of life and also the means of the perfection of life. And through this process, we could actually make our life a valuable offering to the Lord and a valuable offering to all society. Through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, we are inspired with natural devotion to utilize all of our limbs, all of our resources in the service of the Lord. Our eyes should be used to see the beautiful form of the Lord in the temple.
ನಮ್ಮ ಕಣ್ಣನ್ನು ದೇವರನ್ನ ಪವಿತ್ರವಾದ ವಿಗ್ರಹವನ್ನು ತೋರಲು ಉಪಯೋಗ ಮಾಡ್ತೀವಿ.
Our ears to hear the sound of the Lord's message and his names. Our tongue to taste the sweet prasad of the Lord, the tulsi leaves from the feet of the Lord, and our tongue to chant the glories of the Lord. Our nose should be utilized to smell the Mahaprasad garlands and flowers that have been offered to the Lord. Our legs to walk to the holy places and to the temple of the Lord. Our hands to do seva by cleaning the temple of the Lord. Our heads to bow down in humility before the Lord. This is the actual perfection of human life. So we are very, very happy to be in this very beautiful home, which is being dedicated to the chanting of the holy names, which is being dedicated to the process of perfecting our lives through devotional service. And we pray that by Lord Krishna's great mercy and the divine grace of the Vaishnavas and previous Acharyas, that they bless all people who come here with an enthusiasm and a taste for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.